Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey everybody, welcome to the final regular season episode of Wake Up with the Warriors. Recapping game number 82 of the 2018-19 season, the Golden State Warriors versus the Memphis Grizzlies. This is going to be a short one, because honestly there really isn't much to report about this game. This was the very definition of a meaningless game. The Warriors had absolutely nothing to play for. Even the Grizzlies really didn't have anything to play for. They're eliminated, and depending on where they end up in the lottery, their lottery pick will either be sent away, or they'll get to keep it, and next year's pick will be sent away. So there are varying philosophies on which they would prefer, but basically, this outcome had no tangible impact for either team. What was at stake was seeding across the league, which obviously impacted the Warriors going into the final game of the season. It was unclear whether Golden State would face Oklahoma City, San Antonio, or the Los Angeles Clippers in the first round of the playoffs. That was decided with the first round of games. The Thunder beat the Bucks, the Spurs beat the Mavericks, and as a result, the Warriors will face the Los Angeles Clippers in the first round of the playoffs. So if that was the matchup you were looking for, and it was certainly the matchup the Warriors were looking for just because the traveling logistics and the wear and tear of going to LA for a playoff series rather than going to Oklahoma City or to San Antonio is just much better. So Golden State is happy that that's the matchup. As for this game itself, the Warriors' primary objective here was to not have any injuries, and ideally not to have any injury scares as they did on Tuesday with Steph Curry. Curry did not play in this game, neither did DeMarcus Cousins or Draymond Green. The only starters for the Warriors that played in this game were Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson, and they played limited minutes, 18 and 17 minutes, respectively. So clearly the Warriors were just trying to get out of Memphis healthy, and thankfully they succeeded. Durant and Klay used the game as a little bit of a final tune-up before the playoffs. They did not play against New Orleans on Tuesday, so this was a little chance for them to get some rhythm, and get some rhythm they did. Kevin Durant just continued his blistering efficiency, shot 7 of 10 from the field and 7 of 7 from the free throw line for 21 points, 6 assists, 0 turnovers. Klay Thompson wasn't far behind. He shot 8 of 12, including 3 of 5 from distance, finished with 19 points, 3 assists, and also no turnovers. So that was good for the Warriors. What wasn't good was the defense, and you can't blame them for that. Playing defense takes effort. Effort means that you are making yourself susceptible to getting hurt or even getting worn out. So if you were looking for a strong defensive contest, pick pretty much any other game from the season and watch that. Don't watch this. The Grizzlies started a, not to be rude, but rather uninspiring lineup. They ran out DeLon Wright, Tyler Dorsey, Bruno Caboclo, Justin Holiday, and Ivan Robb. That was their five-man starting lineup. They scored 86 points in the first half against the Warriors. A 45-point first quarter, a 41-point second quarter. That is a lineup that on most days would not score 86 points in a game, let alone 86 points in a half. So not the best defensive effort for the Warriors, but again, they're not going to be upset about that. They didn't really have a reason to try, and as a result, they didn't particularly try. Some of the players who played well were Jordan Bell, who got a start. It's good to see him get some rhythm going into the playoffs. He, between his performance against the Grizzlies and against the Pelicans the night before, he might have earned himself some minutes in the playoffs. He shot 6 of 9 from the field, finished with 15 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 block. Marcus Derrickson, in his final game of the season, we won't see him in the playoffs since he's on a two-way contract. He only played 8 minutes, but he shot 4 of 4 from beyond the arc. In those 8 minutes, he had 13 points, 2 rebounds, was a plus 12, one of only two players who were plus 12 in this game, joining Jacob Evans III, who had another strong game, back-to-back strong games. Evans went the first 80 games of the season barely ever seeing the court, never getting a chance to get a rhythm. For the second night in a row, he got big minutes, and for the second night in a row, he looked good. He looked comfortable. He looked like an NBA player, which is more than he could have said for the first 80 games. He shot 2 of 3 from beyond the arc, which is nice to see his jumper working. Finished with 8 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds, only 1 turnover, was a plus 5 in his 25 minutes, but you can throw the stats out the window. He looked good. He looked comfortable. And these last two games have given Warriors fans a glimpse of what made Golden State excited to draft Evans with the 28th pick in the 2018 draft. And what gives the front office hope that with a summer of development, another training camp, another stint in summer league, another year of growth and development, both with his skill set and just his physical tools, that he'll be able to be a contributor for the 2019-2020 team. We'll have to see if that is actually the case, but we saw signs of it on Tuesday and on Wednesday, and that is as good a news as the Warriors could get into otherwise meaningless games. So that wraps up the season. The Warriors finish 57-25. It is their worst season in terms of win total in the Steve Kerr era, finished with one fewer wins than they did last year. That, of course, comes on the heels of two 67-win seasons and a 73-win season. So the 58 wins last year and the 57 wins this year are disappointing if you just look at the raw numbers. But, of course, there are extenuating circumstances. There have been injuries. The team has taken their foot off the gas as they have gotten better, haven't had to win as many games. So do with it what you will. The important thing is they made it through this season healthy. They enter the playoffs healthy. They are the top seed in the Western Conference. They will hold home court advantage all through the West. Will probably lose it if they make the NBA Finals. If they face the Toronto Raptors or the Milwaukee Bucks, they would not have home court advantage. If they face the Philadelphia 76ers or the Boston Celtics, on the other hand, they would have home court advantage. So again, the Warriors will be opening up the first round of the playoffs against the Los Angeles Clippers. We'll have lots of coverage on the site. If you go to goldenstateofmind.com, you can read all sorts of previews and analysis there. We'll also be back with a bigger podcast probably on Friday, another episode of Golden Stats of Mind, which is the podcast that WWDubs and I are doing. We'll be joined by Joe for this episode as we're going to break down the matchup between the Warriors and the Clippers, take a statistical look at this California matchup, so you can keep your eye out for that. And we'll be back with another episode of this, Wake Up with the Warriors, after Game 1 of the playoffs.